So I'm going to ask the question that you're probably getting asked a lot today. Where do you stand on your decision?
Working through it. A really important day for me to come out here to be able to, I think, have a really important conversation that we just had on race and politics, to really interact with some of the delegates that are on the state. Hopefully coming to a decision soon, but no timeline.
Is this part of your decision? Are you testing the waters here? Are you getting feedback? And is that helping you make your decision?
Yeah, obviously, look, interacting with people across the state is critically important. Getting feedback from them and certainly people that are engaged, Democratic activists, is absolutely helpful in that process.
A lot of folks in the room
here are going to be put in kind of an awkward position, to say the least. How do you sort of approach people and try to, if you were to decide to do this, to win them over and convince them to come over to your side?
Look, I think when it comes to Democratic activists, you believe in a democratic system. And so whether it's whether I end up in this race or you already have two very talented candidates already in this race, I don't think primaries is something that people should shy away from. The idea behind it is that every seat, my own included, the one that I currently occupy as a House member of the House of Representatives, it's up every 2 years. It's a two-year term. You have to go out and make that case to voters every 2 years. I don't think that's something that anybody should shy away from about saying, hey, are you uneasy about making that case and putting the choice before voters about where they stand?
And when are you going to make a decision?
Hopefully soon. No
timeline. What's your response to former Congressman Barney Frank and others who say that it's a bad time to be mounting, to be considering expensive, distracting primary challenges? Do you believe it would be a pull of money and attention away from other races?
I respect Congressman Frank an awful lot. He was the predecessor in the seat. I count him as a mentor, and I think the world of him. I respectfully disagree about the fact that if I were to get into this race, or already there are two people in this race, two other primary candidates already in this race challenging Senator Markey, I don't see how an active, engaged race that enables an elector across the state to make an informed decision about who's going to represent the United States Senate for the next 6 years is a bad thing. I think that's exactly what the process was designed to do.
Why didn't you speak on the convention floor today?
I do constituent office hours around my district. I represent 34 cities and towns. I hold office hours in every single one of them over the course of my 2 years. I had them scheduled earlier. We were at Medfield Day, the wonderful day. And had the office hours in Medfield Library. So I was meeting with constituents. And
are you going to speak with Senator Markey about your decision before you make it?
I will speak to an awful lot of people about that decision, I'm sure, before it is made. I'm not going to get into exactly who that is, but I'm sure the senator and I will touch base.
So you're thinking long and hard about this race. You spent weeks considering it. How much money do you expect that you'll need if you do get in? How much will it cost?
I have no idea. Don't know.
All right, gotta go.
Thanks, guys.